Geography awareness was created by presidential proclamation during the Reagan administration to help young Americans better understand their roles as global citizens. Michigan State University plays the lead role in Geo Week here in mid-Michigan, and Current State is also presenting several discussions on WKAR related to geographic awareness in a week-long series. Today, MSU Assistant Professor Elizabeth Mack weighs in on how the field of geography is commonly misunderstood and why we're taking this week to try to understand it more.
Well, we celebrate Geography Awareness Week because a lot of people are unaware of what geographers do.
Yeah.
And I usually get confused with geologists.
Yes, right.
That happened during a game of Trivial Pursuit.
Geography for $300, that's a blue wedge. Jamie, you're in control.
Someone said, well, you know how about
often,
rocks.
How often does that happen?
Very frequently.
Really?
Yes.
Happened during Trivial Pursuit.
Are you ready to play Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit. Yeah. Well, here's a question about rocks. You must know something about that. And I said, well, not particularly.
Right.
Or people assume that geography is the ability, you know, to do very well on Jeopardy.
What is Dakar, capital of Senegal?
Name a lot of rivers and mountains,
right.
and countries that obscure countries, and it is those things,
right.
But it's so much more. And so I tell people, particularly in the area of, where you live in an era of big data, user-generated data, where a lot of the information that people are providing, if you check in on Foursquare or you look at someone's map on that someone has created on Facebook, for example, these are all sort of geographic digital data that people are creating.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues with these data is data quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also biases maybe in who is producing this information and the reason that this information is being produced. And so I think the ability to see data, as I said before, provides sort of a new ground for inquiry.
Yeah.
And then you begin to ask questions about how was this produced? Why was this produced? And so geography is about the where, but also explaining how and why.
Dr. Elizabeth Mack from the Department of Geography, thanks very much for being with us on Current State today.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.